इस केस में हमारे जो मेन डिफरेंशियल्स हैं दैट वुड बी डर्मेटोफाइब्रोसार्कोमा, प्रोट्यूबरेंस, लोबोमाइकोसिस एंड केलॉइड. If multiple such lesions are present, then we can keep neurofibromatosis type 1 in our differentials, but other features of the neurofibromatosis such as caffeoli, macules, axillary fracturing should also be present. So I would keep that differential down the list only if the features are present. If only these lesions, that is the erythematous, well demarcated erythematous nodule or nodular plaques are present, then I would not keep neurofibromatosis. For the examination, I will begin with the inspection first with the naked eye and then with the torch and with the hand lens to look for the number of the lesions, the type of the lesion present, the site, extent. Then I will palpate the lesions for the temperature gradient, tenderness, pinch and squeeze the lesion. Then I will do the temple sign and also look for the induration and adherence to the underlying structures. I will measure the lesion. After that, I'm going to see the extent of the lesions. If present on the limbs, then I would also do the active passive movement of the joints. Palpate for the lesional lymph nodes. Then if the lesions are on the trunk, I would see the extent and do the rest of the mucocutaneous examination, especially the ears and the sternum, to look for keloids and the other sites. I would like to examine the scalp, other mucosas, nails, regional lymph nodes, and all of the lymph nodes should be examined in the relevant examination, in the examination auscultation of the chest and abdominal examination for visceromegaly. Then in the end, I will also see the flexures. If I am keeping my the neurofibromatosis in my DDs, then the examination scheme should also include the rest of the examination which should be done for the neurofibromatosis, such as the examination of all the flexures to look for any axillary or groin freckling, examination of the back and the trunk to look for caffeoli, macules, examination for the hypertension. So we'll tie the cuff in the beginning, and if the time is up, then I'll tell the examiner that I would like to check the blood pressure of this patient. Examination of the eye from behind the patient in such a way that I'll be standing behind the patient and I would look at the eyes from above the head. जैसे कि हम प्रॉप्टोसिस के लिए एग्जामिन करते हैं ना, हाइपरथायरॉयडिज्म में, उस तरह से सफिनॉइड विंग हाइपरप्लेसिया के लिए. और उसके अलावा सारे लिम्फ नोड्स की एग्जामिनेशन इसमें बहुत इम्पॉर्टेंट है, क्योंकि इसमें जो फाइब्रोसार्कोमेटिस वाला जो इसका वेरिएंट होता है, उसमें इसकी ज़्यादा मेटास्टेसिस हो सकती है डर्मेटोफाइब्रोसार्कोमा प्रोट्यूबरेंस में. तो इस वजह से हम अपने एग्जामिनेशन में भी और इवन इन्वेस्टिगेशन में भी हम इसकी एक्सटेंट के लिए देखते हैं कि मेटास्टेसिस तो नहीं. दैट कंक्लूड्स माय एग्जामिनेशन. आई विल थैंक द पेशेंट इन द एंड.